The church is built on this outcrop of rock, and this gives new emphasis to the biblical. On this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell should not prevail against it.
Soapstone Baptist Church is an unusual structure. It's built on a small hill whose main feature is a huge outcrop of black, yes, soapstone projecting out of the ground, way out in the country in the upstate South Carolina community of Liberia. That's a few miles away from Pumpkintown, which is near Pickens. Okay, it's about 20 miles from Greenville. My guide on a beautiful spring afternoon was a longtime member of the church.
My name is Roosevelt Aiken. I'm minister of music here at the church, plus partly I've been dubbed historian. My grandfather was preaching here in 1967, around the time when the Ku Klux Klan came through and burned the original church. I've been playing for churches for about 53 years.
Soapstone Church and the community of Liberia have a history dating back to just after the Civil War, when white landowners fled the area, leaving their former slaves behind. For decades, their descendants farmed the land, built the church, and South Carolina's first integrated school. Sort of. Blacks and a few whites reported to the same one-room building, but they entered by separate doors and were kept separate by a curtain in the middle. 100 years after the Civil War, though, the start of a decline began.
They built a church here, and that's the original school building. There's quite a lot of history here. It's dwindled. The church has 9 members.
No one was ever convicted in that bombing, but the little community rebuilt the church, and with some help from nearby Clemson University, restored the slave graveyard. Once a month, the church sponsors an old-fashioned Southern fish fry to raise money for the church, and Roosevelt Aiken supplies a musical background.
I've performed with Chocolate Thunder at the Montreal Jazz Festival for 5 years or so. I've worked for Charlie Pride. I've played Gillies in Houston, Texas. So all my music is a blessing from God because He gets all the praise and all the glory for what I do because I believe that He is a musician. All I do is push the notes.
After lunch, Roosevelt took me on a tour of the graveyard.
There were originally 900 freed slaves, and the landowners couldn't use it because it was so hilly. And the slaves farmed the land anyway and made the land prosper. And the original landowners started calling this little community Liberia, Little Liberia, because there was only black people here.
Tell me about the graves here. We're at the old slave graveyard. Mm-hmm.
Some of the earliest legible dates are 1882. A lot of the stones above there in the left top left corner predate the 1882 date. Clemson University came up and helped pinpoint a lot of things that were where the bodies were because they probed. And the pH balance in the soil changes when there's human remains. And so we know just about where every body lies. And wherever you see a flag, it's a marker. There are a few still legible names, but very, very few. This is a mass concentration, so this is what we chose to try to preserve under the National Heritage Charter.
Can we walk up there?
Sure. Her death date is 1882. She was 15 years old. She already had a husband and kids. This is soapstone, and soapstone is so pliable you can cut it with your fingernail. So you can imagine how it deteriorates through wind and rain.
This is amazing. I didn't know anything about this until today.
Well, this is just a little hidden gem. A little hidden gem. But the more people we can get to know about it, the better things will be.
Roosevelt Aiken was my guide to Liberia, South Carolina, and Soapstone Baptist Church. For WHQR, I'm Cleve Callison.